My name is Brian Wheeler, and I'll be sharing a living picture with you this morning. I was told I have 5 minutes or less, so we'll try. A few weeks ago, Pastor Rich and I were talking about the experiences of the Bolivia missions trip team and asked if I would present a living picture talk on the perspective of a parent of one of the team members and how we responded to the events of the trip. Now, if you're not familiar with that, if you're visiting with us and weren't aware of it, we sent 14 people down to Bolivia for a medical mission as well as a vacation Bible school and ministry that was to be on a houseboat on the river, a tributary of the Amazon. And during those events, the boat tipped over and capsized, and they had to change up their ministry perspective. And those of us back home got word afterwards of the events that happened. But they did go on to have a great ministry for about another week or so, and God just did mighty things in the team and through the team. Well, there's nothing special about me, Joanne, or Victoria. I'm just one person telling a story about how God worked in our lives, just like all of you. I just get the opportunity to talk today. I'll start by saying that God is an amazing God, and when I get lukewarm, he shows me things that snap me awake again. As a parent watching the team from the side, I saw how God's hand was upon them, how prayer worked mightily, and how the Spirit of God worked in them. As a parent, I was reminded that I do not own Victoria. She belongs to the Lord. I made it farther this time. He has given her to me. I am her earthly father, called into stewardship and discipleship for her life. And I'll confess to you, I did not want her to go on this trip. She was excited about the prospect from the day it was announced. My wife, Jo, warmed up to the idea much earlier than I did. I agreed to go to the information meetings, go to the early orientation sessions. I even paid a deposit, but all along, I was looking for some solid peg to hang my concerns upon to declare a firm no. I looked up travel warnings on the U.S. State Department website. I looked at trip advisories of people who had traveled to Bolivia. Did you know we do not have an ambassador there? I traveled around South America in 1984 in the Navy. Surely it was worse now than it was then. What if someone abducted her or another team member? I watched too many clips of the movie Taken with Liam Neeson. What if she lost her passport? I knew somebody would get that one. I questioned Victoria on why she wanted to go. Was it for the romantic adventure of it all? Was it because her friends were going? Did she have a true desire to minister? I found out I was seeking other parents who had concerns and doubts, but over time I was the only one. During an evening meeting for the missions team, Pete Donaldson shared with me and a few others that he had concluded that he was okay with Scott going, that he had been mostly fearful of what might happen, and he realized that Scott belongs to God. Pete didn't know it, but those words of testimony pierced my heart because I realized I did not want to let go of my little girl. Allow me to share with you some of my personal history. Many of you already know it. Joe and I married in 1980, May of 1980. I was in the Navy. In 1982 or 1983, in Charleston, South Carolina, our church was having a week-long revival meeting, one of those old-fashioned revival things. The evangelist came to our apartment and to have dinner that one night during the week. And during our conversation, he looked at Joanne and me and he said, "You two remind me of Abraham and Sarah." What does that mean? I often pondered that remark. We've been married 34 years now. So fast forward to 1998. That was in early 80s. Joe and I had wanted a child for 18 years. Many of you prayed earnestly for us. After much travail, God granted us a pregnancy, a baby girl named Victoria Grace. God's miracle of life poured out on Grace Bible Church. There were 8 other babies born during that 9-month period before and after Victoria. For this size church, the baby carriages were just lined up in the nursery. It was kind of cool to see. In that group was also Scott Donaldson and Catherine Moore, who were two of the other team members. Well, I wasn't 99 like Abraham, but I was 36. So now jump back to 2014. After talking with Pete Donaldson, I also had lunch with Pastor Dwight one day, and we were talking about a lot of things, including the upcoming trip. And he asked if I had decided yet about Victoria Golding going. At that point, I realized my struggle was not about the trip itself or the people on a team. There was great folks going on a team or the destination, where they were going. It was about me releasing Victoria to God. We talked about how any of us have to be ready that when we say goodbye to get on that plane, they might not come home. We also talked about how that could be any day, a drive to school, to the store, to church. I resolved soon after that to allow her to go. It was as if God had said, I've got this. I again thought about those remarks, Abraham and Sarah. June 14th came way too soon. I was standing in the church parking lot to say goodbye to her and the whole team, and dear friend and sister in Lord Adria Powell came to me and said, isn't it interesting how the three Grace Bible miracle babies are going on this trip together? That was pretty tough. Anyway, I remember praying, she's yours, God. All of them are. You can carry them through. A couple hours later, we learned that Victoria's carry-on bag, that part of the meetings were meticulous about how to pack your bags and do this and put this here and do that. So it was, get this one set so you can carry it on, because it'll be, you know, your couple days' clothes, your sleeping bag, your hammock. So controlling dad, trying to get everything just right, I put all this stuff in her bag. We get a text message, my carry-on had to be checked. So I'm fretting about that all night, praying that the bags will arrive in Santa Cruz, everybody's bags. What should I have done differently about how I packed it? And again, God reminded me, I've got this. All the luggage arrived, at least to that point. I didn't know that bag was going to end up in the river. I have to admit, I struggled with my emotions on and off during the 2 weeks of the trip. I had some anxious times, especially we get an email with a little bit more information about what happened. I call it the great capsizing. The team calls it the boat tipping. Again, the boat tipped on its side, everybody in it in the middle of the night. And it was amazing how God worked to provide his protection and get them all off and use that in their lives and in their ministry during the week they were there. And we could have them tell even more stories that'd be better than this. But yet through all of that, I had rest upon a spirit of peace that I can't explain to anyone who is not a believer in Jesus. I had surrendered Victoria and the team into his hands, and any time I grew anxious about the trip, I was reminded about that they are His. During those 2 weeks, before that, Joanne, my wife, had gone around to each person and gave them a card and said, put down what you want us to pray for you about while you're gone, specific prayer requests. And they had put together a list, and some of the ladies would come over from time to time. Joe and Suzette Moreau got together every day in our living room to pray specifically over that list and those individuals. I often wondered how God was using those prayers that day for that team and on that particular day. Now, keep in mind, when we heard about the event, it was probably 12 hours after it had happened. So it's, you get that initial panic. The what boat did what? And this is old news. God took care of them. While I watched them pray, I was humbled by their faithful prayers. I was encouraged by them when I began to feel anxious. I was challenged by those. I had an opportunity to pray with them a couple of times, and we would wonder, what stories would we hear from the team thinking about praying for them and their prayer requests? Then after the boat incident, I remember Suzette saying, if we could ask them for a prayer list now, I wonder what it would be. A few weeks after the team returned and we had heard their stories during a Sunday evening testimony, what a great service that was. One of the few times I sat through a two-hour church service and didn't fuss about time. I was having lunch with a business associate. I told him the story because it's, well, what are you doing for the summer, Brian? And he asked me this question as I told him the story about the team and the boat incident and all of that. He said, how did you keep from getting on a plane and going down there? And I chuckled and I said, you know, it takes 3-4 days to get to that point in the country. But then I also shared with him how God had given me a peace that she was his regardless of what happened. And he just shook his head like, I can't understand that. Wasn't open to the gospel, though. So to recap, I struggled against the idea, but I turned it over to God. I struggled with my emotions, but God held me up. I am no Abraham, but I do see God's faithfulness. We give God praise for the victory of his grace, not just in the big events, but more so in the daily ones. And I'm reminded that I'm a steward and a disciple called to lead her that way. Thanks.